And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Riot Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet Things.
What does TLDR mean again?
Too long, didn't care.
Read. Okay. Whatever.
That's weird.
Meh. It's from the days of the old Internet.
They still use that all over Reddit.
All over?
Yeah, literally all over.
Too long, didn't Reddit.
Oh, that's clever.
I think I am.
You're so clever, Bill. Anyway, folks, we've got a great show for you, so I'm going to let Bill continue to give you the spiel.
Well, will you introduce me, Bill? Well, there's a Steven.
Hello.
Isn't he Mike? No, it's Steven?
It's Steven.
Okay, Steven.
Oh, my God. This again.
Yep, every week. And there's Anthony.
Yeah. He's here.
Hey, you know, we all did a different little intro right there because usually I say howdy, and usually Anthony says hello.
Hello. Anyways, this is episode 388.
Yeah.
It's currently not titled, but it'll probably be something about weird introductions.
Oh.
And so we'll just get right into it.
Hey, let's get right into it. Yeah.
If you need to contact us, you can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you can call us at 801-896-4335 or
801-896-GEEK.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're able to support us on Patreon if you so choose to.
And you should.
Yeah, it's up to you. Appreciate it.
We do appreciate it.
I appreciate it even more.
You can do that at patreon.com/geeksarewired.
And you can get that's podcast. What this podcast is titled.
Yeah.
We like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
It's absolutely genius.
But this week, you can get bonus because of last week, actually. We are now starting to do bonus if you end up supporting us on Patreon.
Wow. Bonus, like extra time with us.
Yes, you get.
What more could people want?
To the Geeks Are Wireless podcast.
Oh man, that's even more clever because it's like, you know, you're wired in, but then the extra is wireless.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. I love that title.
So, but that started last week. So we're gonna continue to do that. Little bit extra for our patrons.
Thank you. That's the patron saying thank you.
Ah.
All right. What are we going to start off with?
So we talked about BlackBerry last week.
Right. Yes.
And they just announced that they're not making phones anymore. Or the company that they sold the rights to, like making rights, isn't making phones anymore. I don't remember what it is. TCL.
Okay.
So BlackBerry still controls ownership of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
They leased it out to TCL for an unknown set of time or whatever the set of time was. But that set of time is ending August 31st.
2022? So, you know, you still got time to play with your BlackBerries.
Well, no, they're going to get support till 2022. Yeah. They're going to stop selling them in 2020.
Oh,
so
they're
2 years of support on the BlackBerries.
So what does the support actually entail? Like, what are they supporting?
Software updates.
Warranties.
Okay. Security. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you really probably just don't want to get into a BlackBerry now.
Well, not through TCL.
I'm kind of wondering if they're ever going to produce any more of the other handsets though.
TCL or BlackBerry?
BlackBerry.
Well, this would be so this round were BlackBerries made by a different company than what they were prior. And where BlackBerry still owns the rights to everything, they could lease it out to somebody else.
I mean, yeah, but
why would they?
More money.
They still like BlackBerry is still a very like popular name, even if it's not, yeah, it's still a popular brand that people like still recognize, even though they haven't really been it around for like 8 to 10 years.
Wow. Well, and a lot of politicians like those phones. Yeah, a lot of, because
you're supposed to be more secure, quote unquote.
Yeah, but basically Androids now.
Well, no, it's not. They're just, they're not basically Androids. They are Androids.
Yeah,
it's just with the BlackBerry names slapped on them.
I know, even Windows are starting to become Android. So
yeah,
Windows.
Give us some time. You two will join the Android.
YouTube?
You two.
You two.
You two?
Like the band?
No, you two, like you Apple people.
No. No.
Oh, I thought you meant like this was a new movement. Like instead of hashtag me too, it's like hashtag you two.
You two. Nope. You two as in Anthony and Steven.
Nah.
I don't think that's going to happen, man.
I probably won't either. I don't think it'll happen either.
A lot of people use Apple in the medicine biz.
Yeah, but I like mostly. I was joking around with this, where Windows is going to be working with Apple, or not Apple, Android, and having Android phones that are going to be heavy Microsoft products.
Oh, you know, here's the thing though. So, you know, we were talking about those OnePlus phones, and I was like, man, that's a cool phone. There is one thing that I think that I would switch to a different brand of phone because, and that's, I subscribe to Apple Music, and I found out that you can listen to Apple Music on your Android or on other phones too. You can download an app.
And on your Echoes.
Yeah, you can listen on the Amazon Echoes too.
I was like, cool. Well, you know, if there was another phone that I liked, then I would feel comfortable doing that. Because then I could take my music library. Because I just invested too much in music and stuff on Apple. So I don't ever want to switch.
I understand. And that's why I haven't wanted to switch off of Android. Is I've invested into their music. And then they're trying to make their subscription. Mm-hmm. And I've invested into all their apps. But then they're also doing subscription. But so is Apple. I'm feeling like the subscription model makes sense for it to move forward.
Right.
But it's also the thing that can guarantee my lack of loyalty.
Oh.
Because if I'm subscribing to my apps and my music, and then the next time I go to upgrade my phone, I change who makes my phone. Not just the operating system, but like I change from an Android to an Apple this time, or vice versa, or somebody else. Because I just subscribe to their system and I don't technically lose my apps because all of my software, all my logins are still the same.
Yeah.
Interesting. I could see that. So are you going Apple, Bill?
I admit there's a lot of security that looks nice. I was thinking about.
Like what?
Just the fact that they locked down their phone so much.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's annoying. Yes, I wouldn't get my little fancy Echo Auto, but...
You would, but it's a lot more annoying.
Yeah. It's too much work.
Yeah. It's very annoying.
I don't think so.
Though I'd have to figure out how to use shortcuts on Apple since I use... I don't even know which apps I use.
Like those ones that make it so you could just like draw a little X on your phone and it brings up your favorite app or something.
Exactly.
I think you can kind of do that. Shortcuts to a point. Do that?
Have you played with shortcuts, Anthony?
I mean, I've played with shortcuts, but I don't. They're mostly just like you create an icon that you on your desktop, home screen, whatever, and then when you click it, it does a thing, or you can trigger it from your Siri or from a lot of other places. A lot of other ways you can trigger it from your watch, and
so it's not as cool as those Android ones. Then,
well, I mean, yes, well,
and that's so the Android one that is built into the Android 10, love those, but I have Nova Launcher, which I use for those swipes, and then I have. I still can't find the app.
It's Phil's app.
I know. It's one of those. I'm going to be so frustrated once I forget.
While you're...
But there's the other app that I create all these shortcut commands. So when I open up this thing, it does this.
Yeah.
It makes my screen suddenly bright. Or when I plug in this Bluetooth device, it sets the volume to certain things.
So you wouldn't be able to do the Bluetooth stuff, but the Apple's, for the most part, whenever you connect a device to it, like a sound device, it remembers what volume you had it at last. It's supposed to, at least.
Mm. Android kind of does too, but it's the same between all of them.
Yeah.
And I want it different for my headphones versus my car.
Yeah. Because your car, you want it like 75 to 80%.
No, I want it maxed out.
Now, if you max it out, it makes the signal really, like, I'm going to say it makes it hot. That's not the correct way to say it. It's just the only way I can.
So hot.
Now, whenever you have like a line level audio, if you make it hot, it means it's like you, there's too much power on it. It basically distorts the audio. And some, like, I don't know that all phones are like this, but I've noticed that some, like a lot of my older phones, if you put the music, like the sound up all the way, like the volume, it tends to make the Bluetooth a little bit distorted. But maybe that was just my experience.
I might have to play with that, because I when it plugs into my car, 100%.
Yeah.
I listen to podcasts on it. I listen to music on it. I don't notice it, but it makes it where I don't need to like crank my sound.
You don't need to crank that Soulja Boy.
Yeah. But I still crank the Soulja Boy.
So one thing I like about the Apple shortcuts, though, is that you can do, like, when you trigger it, you can make it send off, like, HTTP requests. And so you can. So it's a good point.
I thought so.
I'm going to make this as relatable as I can.
Here we go.
Whenever you go to like Google and you put in like a search, you're sending off a web request.
Okay.
That's not something that you would do with the, well, you could, but it'd be kind of weird. It's not something you do with the Apple, like the shortcuts, but you could do something like, I had a thing set up to where I had a Trello shortcut to where I could say like add a thought or something. And it would ask me what I wanted to name it, what I wanted to put in it, if I wanted to attach a photo or a video or something. And then it just send it off. And while you can do all that inside Trello directly, this had like canned stuff and it had one destination. So it was kind of nice.
Interesting.
And then you could, there's a lot of other stuff you could do with it, but my other shortcut that I use a lot is Pokemon Go.
Well,
the only reason why I have it is because I can change the icon.
Okay.
Sweet.
I was going to say, you also could do a lot of stuff with like IFT. So if you can't do it in Apple, you send it off to IFT, especially where it's a browser thing.
Yeah.
So the local app I use is Automate.
Automate.
Oh, interesting. I've heard
there's also Tasker.
Yeah, Tasker, and then I had another one too. I don't remember what it was called. But they basically did the same thing. It was just one of them was more, you could do it more, like more stuff with it, because it wasn't just like a bunch of like blocks glued together.
That's,
you could
automate that.
Oh, Tasker, I don't like that.
Is a little more, I didn't play with it enough.
I like Tasker because I think it was built with diagrams. Like you had a bunch of like branching stuff that you could do.
You can do automate.
Oh, you can now. Oh, I never tried automate.
So. See, yeah, I got into automate, and maybe that's why is I own, they were both paid apps. I recommend them. I haven't used Tasker a whole lot.
Well, Tasker's free, but your scripts can only be so big, and it's pretty tiny.
Is it like a subscription, or is it a one-time fee?
That's a one-time, yeah, oh, one-time nice. Fee,
like $5.
Yeah,
something like that.
I thought there was the initial cost on that. Maybe it was Tasker. Is there's a free one?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought one. Maybe, I was very thinking there might be a premium automate versus a regular one.
I just got one thing to say about that. Your mom was a Tasker. Bam! Nailed it.
Oh, look at this pretty little mute button over here.
He can just unmute himself.
Can he?
Yeah, he can.
I have power.
I unmuted myself whenever we were playing with it earlier.
Fine.
I just muted myself a second ago. You can so kick I could him, give though. My wife a big old French or...
I can kick you. Ha-ha.
Why would you do that to me, Bill?
Then you would be quiet and...
And awesome?
Quiet. So saith the podcast, Bill. All right. Well, you also brought up the OnePlus. So yeah. The next generation of OnePlus.
OnePlus phones.
Yes. The 8 Pro.
Oh, my God. Revealed. I hear it will most likely come with a 120 hertz display.
Yes. Whoa. Which also is being talked about in comparison with Samsung's latest one, because it supposedly has 120 hertz.
Oh, does it? 90. What, like
the, no, maybe it's only 90 that
Galaxy
has.
Galaxy or whatever?
Yeah. The I think Galaxy it actually.
2020?
Well, no, not the one. The one just came out.
Oh, okay.
It has, actually it has a 90, but it you have to turn it up to that. It auto sets to 60.
Okay.
So it comes in your hot little hand with only 60 hertz, which for most people, unless they're like high-end gaming or anything like that on their phone, it's better. Yeah, and it's better in battery anyways to be lower.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if you crank all those settings to like ultra, max, epic, awesome, then your battery life's definitely going to suffer, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know if it would even... I mean, that's definitely not a selling point for me. Like, I really don't care if it's 120 hertz, honestly. Like, I would care if my monitor was. So that, you know, if I had a graphics card that could support that output, then I would definitely want that.
I could see 90 hertz being kind of an okay deal, but just because it makes it a little smoother. But like anything higher than 60, like, you don't need it. But...
Oh, and that's the thing is that for the most part, humans top off around the 60.
Mm-hmm.
So everything above this is better, but you start getting the top off.
It's better in that I think it, like, you get less motion. But like if it's a high action like scene or whatever mm-hmm. that you're watching, if you have it at 120 hertz, you'll have less motion blur.
Okay.
Kind of. So I think that's how that works.
And is that is that something that you're interested in?
Like, well, it'd be fun for because I play games on it. So, but this thing has the one thing which I actually, for playing on a phone, I want a perfectly full size screen with nothing on it, no divots, no hole punches, no. I want the if you want a front facing camera,
doesn't have a hole punch.
This one has a hole punch.
Oh, okay, I was like, where are you going with this?
It has a hole punch. I'm thinking that the seven plus, what is it? McLaren is probably the one I might be looking at again.
Is it the same that Joey had?
It's an upgrade from Joey's,
but it has the pop.
It has the pop up camera, front facing camera.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you like that then?
I do like that because...
And this one, this 8, doesn't have that, right? It's still got the little thing in the top left.
It's got the hole punch.
Yeah, right? It has the hole punch.
Okay. And that just destroys it for you.
It's starting to because I want... Usually these things are just in the way. I guess that's in a good enough spot. I guess the corners are better than the middle. Center.
Yeah.
Because I have the little notch at the top of mine, and it kind of cuts out some game stuff, at least there. That's more of the, you know, controller spot, so which means my thumb is probably not going to really notice it, and there's not going to be anything over in that area.
Interesting.
I
think it's cool to have that little pop-up one. I agree with you there, but I don't know. I'd be afraid to like drop it when the thing was out and like have it break or something. I don't know.
It sounds like
too many moving parts.
But yeah, it moved back in. People have dropped it and tested that.
And it's okay.
Like, yeah, Joey's dropped it. Like whenever he first got it, he was playing, like showing people that if you have it popped open and even if you drop it like from, like if your hand is like half a foot above your other hand and you just drop your phone that way, it closes it before it even hits your hand.
Oh, is it some kind of like thing in the accelerometer that?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's actually
I would guess so. And they're pretty durable. Like the way that someone described this was you could have it hang or lift like 50 pound brick or something like that. But
oh, really? Like really you put it over it?
Yeah. Well, that's what it ended up being was that they had it open. They had the camera open and the phone was sitting like parallel to the ground, and then they had a string wrapped around the camera, and then they hung a weight down on it.
Oh,
and so it's built sturdy enough to handle that much weight on that way, and which is pretty neat actually. And I think
could
it's still
it
worth
out of it, like an airplane or
no? Well, I mean, it's gonna break, just like
will
any other
the camera
phone.
Break.
I don't know.
The camera will be the only thing that doesn't break.
The nice. Module might stick around, but the lens will probably be broken.
Yeah,
so you just
probably.
Take it into the repair place and be like, hey, I dropped this out of my airplane, but I think the camera still works, so you can just fix the screen.
And everything else. New circuit board. The battery kind of exploded.
Would it explode? Explode.
It might.
Do you guys remember that commercial? Where there's like those guys bungee jumping off the bridge and they're drinking that soda. And the soda's called Splode.
No.
You guys don't remember that? Oh, no. Man, it's such a cool commercial. It sucked because like that commercial would play and I would like super get into it and be like, oh man, I want some Splode. That looks so awesome. But then at the end, it's a PSA for like, don't smoke. Because like one of the guys like drinks it and then he bungee jumps and he literally explodes.
All right.
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh,
man. I have it on here. It's from 2013.
Yeah.
So like old ago.
So old ago.
So old ago.
So old. Nah. Splode. So in terms of like, you know, we're talking about like what the human eye can take in, what about 5K? Can we tell a difference?
Yeah, well, so it really depends on how big this display is and how close you are to it.
Uh-huh.
So like if you had a 5K display that was like stadium sized and you were pretty close to it,
uh-huh.
You're still going to see the pixels. But the whole point of it is just that the smaller the pixel density, the less likely you're able to see it. Like the Apple calls their displays Retina displays, and that's because if you have 20/20 vision and like you don't have anything better than that, you're not going to be able to see the individual pixels when you look at the screen. Okay. Not unless you get super close to it.
I see.
Which is so 5K is that way, and it's also that way just because better definition and yeah. So there's not, I don't know.
It's kind of when it comes to those displays, then you kind of just weigh like, is it really that important to me to spend like an extra, you know, $1,000 to say that I could do 5K, or am I good just with what I have?
Honestly, personally, what would be nicer to me is having an ultra wide,
like monitor.
Yeah, ultra wide monitor.
Ultra-wide.
They're generally like 4K, if not more.
Sweet.
But
are they pricey?
Yeah.
Like $5?
No, they're like hundreds.
Like $500? Like
thousands. They're at least like 1,000. Some of them are at least 1,000.
But not $5.
No.
That's a bummer. That's unfortunate.
So
that's,
found
that's
out
my monitor budget right now is $5.
On the ideal monitor, if you were to go 5K and you want 20/20 vision, and you're viewing 24 inches from the screen, from the TV or the monitor, the ideal for 5K is 41 inches.
Oh.
If you want 20/30 for vision, 61.5. So you kind of lose a little bit with this. So the monitor's actually, so you know, like the 4Ks for perfect 20/20 for that 24 inches, 30.5 inches. For 20/30 vision, which is a little bit worse, the 46 inches.
Oh.
If you want the better vision, like the 2015, you go with the 23 inch, or at the 5K, the 31 inch.
Interesting. That's kind of cool to know, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to totally throw notes in the show notes.
Throw notes in the show notes.
Yes.
Can you see the difference?
Yes.
Interesting.
And the lights, so they had the refresh rate.
Oh, dude, you added the Splode commercial.
Ah, look at that.
Love that commercial.
So people can even see it now.
Explode.
So with the refresh rate, end up learning about that because of eagles or birds and how well they can see and how fast.
Mm-hmm.
So like hawks can get up to like 170 hertz.
Jeez.
So, and for us to just be able to stop seeing, so it's how fast light flashes at you before you stop seeing it flash. And we will stop seeing it flash at, I think, 30.
Really?
And that's like the spinning horse, the horse that you have, the old horse wheel, or you spin in this little circle. As long as you get at least 30 hertz, as long as the light flashes 30 times a second, you just barely start to stop seeing it flash.
Interesting.
That's so cool. That's really does that interesting. Mean we can't see higher than 30?
We can.
Oh.
Earlier I was saying 60. It might be like 75.
0.3.
Something like that.
That's crazy. So that means you could watch Splode. If the hertz were high enough, it would even look cooler.
I think that more has to do with the resolution than anything at that point. But movies are only shot at 24 most of the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Frames per second?
Yeah, frames per second. Which
why
is
why do video games?
No, it'd have to be faster than 24.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, the 30 is what we start to.
I know. So the frames is 24, which is more or less the hertz.
Oh yeah,
that's not what is like displayed on the TV or on the movie theater. It's put at a higher rate, but
oh, okay. So there's only 20 lower.
Yeah, there's only 24 frames for most movies.
But then, like your TV, I don't know, software upconverts it.
Kind of.
Or hardware.
I think that's more the video signal than anything.
Oh.
Because the device that puts out the video signal still has to output it at a common refresh rate.
And also the higher the frames per second, apparently they're saying that once you get to 200 frames per second, it is real life motion.
Hmm.
So you're not able to actually distinguish between looking around you in a real room versus looking at watching this movie or game.
Oh, I see.
Interesting. Well, that's way cool.
With the light that's flashing is literally the light that's coming from your source.
I'd imagine you'd still know, but it'd be hard to.
It would be more difficult.
Yeah. That's kind of cool for like VR purposes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can get the displays up to that fast and there's no lit, like, and they can get the latency down really far, it'd be really, really, like, the immersion would go up a lot.
Yeah. Man, that's cool. That's really neat to think about.
But also be able to see these, you know, frames per second, the faster. So that's also with the human eye. Like I said, where eagles and hawks, they end up seeing even higher than we do because they're so far away from their subjects. They're looking for these minuscule movements, and being able to just see something just barely move is that they see this thing. Like they see this thing, they see movement at like hundreds or thousands of moments in a second.
Oh.
So like what they see when we're watching a movie and they end up watching the same movie, they're like, oh, that's a really cool slide reel.
Yeah.
PowerPoint. Yeah.
That's weird to think about. Man. Hey, how many frames per second can the human eye really see? That's in the show notes. Check it out, folks.
Yeah.
but really, you need to check about. You need to check out Splode. Because that's cool, too. All right. Now I want to hear Bill talk about Adventure Sync because I have no idea what I'm reading here.
So there was this really cool game called Harry Potter cool. Go. I mean, Harry Potter Niantic Edition. Harry Potter.
Wizards Unite.
What's the other one? What's the Go? Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go?
Niantic? Not Niantic. Ingress. Yeah, Harry Potter Ingress. I know, I can remember Ingress. I talked about it all last week. Yeah, so we talked about Ingress last week. So Harry Potter Wizards Unite has this really cool thing that's coming called Adventures Inc., which is what Pokemon Go has.
So what does it do?
It tracks your steps while you don't have the app open.
Yeah, it uses the activity feed from your phone. So like for Apple, it would use Apple Health Kit.
Why does that matter?
Well, in Pokemon Go, you're hatching eggs. In Harry Potter, you are opening port keys.
Okay.
So that's what you're doing, is you need to walk to get these things. And they will be able to use Apple Health and Google Fit to track your progress. So they are running, so the app doesn't have to run.
Which so, saves your phone battery a lot.
Yes.
Oh, so especially if you play that, Harry Potter. Save your phone battery. Wow. That is just not that cool.
No, it's actually pretty cool because like with Pokemon, you walk the eggs, which before was kind of, they were kind of annoying to hatch because you had to have the app open all the time. Mm-hmm. With the Apple, if you had a watch, an Apple Watch before, there was a module you can put on where it would count as a workout. Mm-hmm. And then that would actually count towards the steps, but it was kind of weird and wonky. They don't have it anymore, but you also walk your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You get candy for your buddy.
And with Google's, you didn't have to actually have Google Fit installed, because as long as you just allowed the Pokemon to pick up that information in the background. Because I didn't have Google Fit installed for the longest time because I didn't care about it. There was some advantages to have it recently with various other apps or tracking stuff I got, so I decided to install it. But Pokemon, so I'm betting that just like Pokemon, as long as you approve it in the app,
mm-hmm.
you're good. Yeah. Or at least Android stuff.
Interesting.
And with Apple, you don't install the health stuff anyways. It's there. So yeah, it's the same thing.
You actually have to install it in Google. It's just a totally separate app.
I mean, I think you can uninstall the health, but it's there by default.
Yeah. Just wait. You'll have them both.
I don't understand.
No, Anthony will. Sorry. What? He's going to, because once the purchase finally goes through, he'll have Android and or Google Fit and Apple Health.
I don't know that they'll ever put Google Health onto iOS.
No, your Fitbit.
Yeah, I know. I get that, but
you have the app. It's going to be there. You have the Fitbit app.
Yeah.
It'll just be part of it. Google Fit will just be Fitbit.
I don't know. I still don't think they'll put it on there because they can't get the same information. Like, they kind of can, actually. They just become a data source for... Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
They could get the information.
Weird. I am not amused. I think it doesn't affect me. Yeah.
Ah. I was excited.
I'm glad you're excited. Anthony sounds insanely excited about it.
So I mean, I was about... Like, Pokemon Go's good. I don't really care about Harry Potter anymore because the app pissed me off when it came out, so I'm done.
You're done?
There's a lot of... It. Yes. It's a lot of work.
Just like the movies, right?
Yeah, the movie and the books are good.
All right. You read all the books?
Yeah.
Really?
I got the box set recently to reread them too.
Did you read the play?
No.
Did you what?
Read the play.
Oh yeah, there was a play.
That real one was. It was in Cursed the future.
Child.
Yeah, that one.
Was it good?
I've heard it was good.
I
but I don't know.
They break a lot of rules.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like breaking that's, the you know, fourth
that's
wall.
That's what happens.
Well, no.
People break rules.
No, like they end up, so the time turners, they totally destroy what they can do.
Like destroy?
They or just, like... they like just level up what their power can and cannot do.
Like they just like
they literally time travel with them.
Yeah.
No, forward, backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whereas in the normal Harry Potter universe, you can only go backward.
You know, it's one direction, and you, once you're there, you have to live it.
Yep.
Oh, so they broke it.
Yes.
Maybe they've just got more advanced magic.
It was a supposed damaged time turner.
Yeah.
But it was also one of the few time turners that survived the destruction of all the time turners.
Doesn't Hermione have one?
No, that one got destroyed.
Just like a regular
did they destroy it? I didn't know they destroyed it.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. They destroyed all time turners.
Why would they do that?
Because they're too dangerous.
They are very dangerous.
Are they as dangerous as Rick's portal gun?
Yeah, probably. They could do just as much damage.
Oh. But Rick's portal gun's cooler looking.
Yeah, in some ways. Not in others.
All the ways, Anthony. Come on, you know it to be true. Search your feelings.
If I like sci-fi wise, yeah, but you know, fantasy wise, no.
Well, what does it need to help you get on that same page? Some like elvish leather wrapping on the handle?
Nah.
Sonic. It needs Sonic capabilities.
Oh, hey, are we gonna still go see Sonic? Is that still on the table?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
I can't wait.
I don't know about that movie. I think I'll probably watch it.
We should just probably just get you super coked out to go see that movie.
Coked out, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All that Coca-Cola.
All that Coca-Cola. Yeah, what did you think I was meaning, Anthony?
I don't know.
Jeez.
We're going to that one.
Gotta go fast with all that caffeine.
Oh, this story.
Why?
Why is this so popular? Because, of course this is going to happen.
Well, yeah, but it's really cool.
So this is about the Google. There's a guy that fooled Google Maps by using 99 smartphones and a... Is that a red?
A little red... Red Rider wagon.
Yeah. Anyways, he had 99 phones and he was able to cause... Like, Google Maps thought there was a huge traffic jam, so it was rerouting cars around it.
No way, really?
Yes.
Like, of course, I don't understand because of course that's going to happen.
Even outside Google's headquarters in Germany.
So is that how they like distinguish traffic then?
Yes. Yeah.
By the smartphones that are in that particular area?
Yeah, that's when you admit to sending your data to Google Maps, when you pull the data out of Google Maps, you also are admitting you're letting your phone give it. And which, that's one of the things that I knew way, you know, people talk about their privacy and all. That's one of the things I agreed to way back when, because I wanted to know where information, you know, where's the best route to drive and all this. Right. And I said, Google, take my information. I knew I was signing up for way back when. That's like the idea of you going that you want to know when the information about the bus and when it's going to arrive, but you don't want the bus to know that you're standing there waiting. I want the bus to know I'm standing there waiting. I have no problem with this. And so this guy, he loaded up 99 phones, different SIM cards, all this stuff, threw them in a red rider wagon, and pulled it around Berlin.
And then the street is just dead.
Yeah, and it was
hilarious.
In maps, it went red. So Google said go elsewhere. People saw they were red, and it's like, oh, because it's moving, it's a traffic jam. I'm thinking, this would be great. Get a real own wagon, a bunch of cell phones, and
just
especially
put
people
in your trunk.
Yeah, people when they get annoyed at because Google will send people down random roads. I've been sent down random roads because of the traffic jam.
Yeah, I have too.
And I'm like, I feel bad for these people in this neighborhood.
So how does that work in like New York, where people are walking like on the sidewalk?
That is interesting. Well, he is in the middle of the road, so that might be why it thinks he is
in the road. Okay, so you have to be like in the road.
I get, makes sense. It would do something like that.
Like, what was his goal?
He's an artist.
So?
It's art.
This was a beautiful thing, Anthony. You know it to be true.
And I think he was honestly just kind of going like, look, I can fake this data, and everyone... You know, obviously it made the news. I, you know, like you were saying, it's like, of course this is going to happen. I knew this would happen too. I just kind of wish I would have thought about doing it first.
I think that we should use one of those little time turners and do it ourselves.
There we go. Let's go back.
They got destroyed though. We can't do it.
Oh. Well, it depends on which timeline we're in.
Well, no, what we could do is
we're in the timeline without wizards. So.
You know, before we do it, we could just write another play where, you know, they're recreated.
Actually, I could see him going into maps and getting directions and saying that he's in a car.
Could be, yeah.
I could totally see you. You could tell Google that you were actually in a car driving. And it just happens to be terrible.
Excuse me, Google. I am in a car.
Yeah, I still don't know. Like, I guess their way of getting around this now is just to figure out, is there 100 phones in one spot with, like,
no space between them?
Yeah, like, no space. And they're like, yeah, this is probably an error. You're just going to throw this out.
Error.
Or you think it's a bunch of people just standing there?
Well, if it's a bunch of people just standing there, they're still going to be spread out a little more. They're not all going to be clumped in a 1x6 area. Like, 1 inch, like, 1 foot by 2 foot, I guess, actually. I think Maybe. Red wagons are about 2 feet. 2 feet.
Something like that.
Question.
So that's probably how they'll implement a fix for this, but if they even care, they might just put it off as a one-off. Which, honestly, I probably would too.
No one else is really going to do it.
I mean, they might, but...
Okay, to so me, the dimensions of a radio flyer red wagon... 39.57 inches by 17.56 inches. Just FYI.
Yeah.
So I was like half.
You're pretty close, man. Like, really? Close enough for government work.
But
that's what some people would say.
Yeah.
He does. He has the apps open. Yeah. He has maps open.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has them all going. I am driving to a location.
Could you do this with like virtualized phones?
So something else I was thinking is these would probably all have to have their own SIM cards because you couldn't do it through.
You know, you could do it through hotspot because it can still get triangulation.
But would it, because it suddenly is recognizing that these are coming from both the same IP, would it go, this is a fluke?
I don't know.
This, where he has different SIM cards in all of these phones, is the only reason that it probably actually worked.
Probably, but who knows? Maybe. Maybe it would work.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right. Let's wrap things up. We don't care about that one. We'll talk about that one right there in the bonus episode. So
we're
going
to talk
up.
About on the bonus episode. We got to tell people so they support us on Patreon.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret. Oh, they'll find out if they,
yeah,
if they want to.
Oh, I'm sorry, bonus. Folks. It's a secret. Yeah. Top secret stuff we're going to be talking about.
Secret, secret. It's bonus. It's Geeks or Wireless. It's
Geeks or Wireless.
So with that,
I can already see what's going to be on Geeks or Wireless.
Because
I donate on Patreon.
Yay.
I don't.
You have all this secret access.
I donate my time.
Aha.
Because it's a lot less valuable.
Ayo.
All right, so what are we doing? Famous last words?
Yep.
All right. Go for it, Bill. Oh.
I was like, yeah, I know it is. So my friend and I were hanging out at a steel mill, and he said he didn't understand the word irony.
Okay. Oh. Nice. That got me. What about you, Anthony? Ooh,
he's the strong and silent type.
Oh, man. Silent words.
All right, Steve.
See you. Am I up? Okay, man. My famous last words. I should have never switched from scotch to martinis.
Why?